Kravitz bringing us to the top of the hour. It's 12 o'clock on Thursday, the 18th of September, 2025. And time now for our Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. Lovely to see Eamon back again, looking so well. Hey.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. It's always good to be here. Unfortunately, I was away last week on at a convention.
Oh, was it fun?
Yeah, it was very, very good. Very good. Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Well, we had fun too, but we missed you, and I'm glad you're back. Now we've got an interesting one today. It's a Sauvignon Blanc, a Spear Seawood.
The Seawood Sauvignon Blanc, Dave. Different to your normal Spear Sauvignon Blanc that traditionally you'll see on the shelf. This one is more from the West Coast, where the vines are basically grown on the West Coast. So you're going to get that little bit of salinity, that little bit of saltiness.
Okay.
Very slight on the back of your palate coming through. So it's different to the normal Spear Sauvignon Blanc.
Hence the nomenclature Seawood.
Yes.
Which doesn't refer to anything to do with the school that used to be, or yeah, the estate here in Bolito. No.
Hasn't yet
named a wine after the estate. But
not yet. I don't think they've started planting vines yet. You never know with climate change.
Well, you could always claim it, hey, if you happen to live at Seawood Estate. You can come and get your Spear Seawood. And buy lots and lots and lots, and then brand it for Christmas with love from us.
Yeah, that's it. There yes. you go. Perfect.
So what are we talking about? A 2024 Sauvignon Blanc. And the tasting notes say that the nose displays fresh green fig, black currant, and ripe tropical fruit with hints of citrus. And then, of course, that sea salt twist lingers on the palate. Well, it sounds like it has a fascinating... Well, it offers a fascinating experience. Maybe we should have a quick pour.
Yes.
And while you're doing that, they suggest that it is served best chilled. And I see that this bottle in front of us certainly has the condensation on it, indicating that it is well chilled, which is lovely. And it should be served with fresh seafood, salads, or roast chicken. So... Well, there we go. Thank you, Eamon. It's a lovely glass. They describe the color as a lemon lime color. It certainly has that kind of fresh citrus look to it. But of course, it's all in the taste and the nose. The nose with that lovely fresh green fig and black currant, ripe tropical
black fruit. It's totally delicious, especially for our climate here in KZN, Dave.
I think it...
And Bolito especially, a lovely Sauvignon Blanc, especially on a day like today. It's just, even if you're just having a glass by yourself, I think it's just perfect.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Hints of citrus, tropical fruit, and that rather tantalizing twist of salt.
Just
a tiny little... It's delightful.
It does. It just lingers... On your palate, Dave. Just lingers there, but it's not that acidity that citrus is there. It's got a nice finish.
Oh, man.
It's just sitting there.
It almost makes me want to smile, which is unusual. But it does. It tantalizes the back of your palate and the side of the tongue towards the back with an almost... almost prickles with delight. It's that sort of thing. Somewhat dry, but it isn't dry.
It's nice and very cleansing. It's like you're cleansing your whole palate, refreshing your whole palate, and leaving those tastes, those flavors there, sitting.
They linger and then they pass, and then that's when it's asking you to take another sip.
That's the whole idea, Dave. You must drink
they
more.
Say the vines are grown along the Atlantic coastline, having an average age of 15 years. And enjoying perfect conditions with prevailing sea breezes, this is what produces the more refined style of Sauvignon Blanc. And it's all in the bottle. What sort of price is this delicious bottle of wine?
Dave, it's not badly priced at $134.99 a bottle.
Okay.
So it's quite
absolutely
a twist off cap. And Anthony Cock, the winemaker, has been there quite a while, and I think it's a very good Sauvignon Blanc for the price of what it is.
That's beautifully priced. Mm. And it's in the range where people know that they are getting for value for
value
money.
For money.
You know, it's not a cheap plonk. Or, and there's nothing wrong with a cheap plonk for the right occasion. You know, a sort of He will fall down. But this is much more of a. It's a much more of an enjoyable sit down and contemplate life. The good life.
That's the thing. It's a little bit more of a step up from your normal spear, Sauvignon Blanc. This one here, and there's a whole range of the Seaward range. So the Sauvignon Blanc, they do the Chardonnay. I think there's a Shiraz in it as well. So it's actually the range is actually quite good.
Well,
it's very specific.
It's lovely, and I know the winemaker is Anthony Koch. Maybe one of these days he will be visiting these climes, and we get him in for a chat. So this is it, the 2024 vintage, where the grapes were harvested at optimum ripeness in the early morning. That helps. The skin contact was allowed for between 4 to 10 hours. That changes the complexity. Only gravity-drained free-run juice was used for temperature-controlled fermentation in stainless steel tanks. The wine matured on its lees for 3 months, resulting in a wine with a well-balanced mouthfeel, linear purity of fruit, and saline finish. And it's all of that. Plus, I would suggest it's an excellent, if you're looking for a good white to go with your roast chicken or your seafood or your salad, this is the one. It's the Seaward Sauvignon Blanc from Speer. Very, very nicely priced, around about $139. And available at Tops at Lifestyle. I presume, Eamon, there's going to be a tasting again on
Dave, tomorrow and Saturday. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, we'll do 2 to 4 tomorrow, Friday. And Saturday, then, we'll do 12 to 2.
Just to let everybody try it. If you've got an opportunity to pop along, do so. I think you'll be beguiled. You'll be charmed by this. It's lovely. Now, how are we doing competition-wise?
So, Dave, the last couple of weeks, we've been running Clip Drift Premium Special, our brandy. You buy two bottles, write your name on your phone number on the back of your tail slip, place it in the entry box behind the tails as per normal, and you'll be two winners. Each will win a pair of tickets to watch South Africa play Argentina in Durban on the 27th of September. So now that competition finishes this Saturday. And then hopefully next week we'll do the live draw on radio on Wednesday, if we can, around lunchtime, 12 o'clock.
No, let's move wine of the week forward a day. We'll do the draw and we'll do the tasting.
So it's too good.
Kill two birds with one stone, and hopefully makes someone very excited about the rugby on the weekend.
On the weekend, yes. So it's going to be a big game. Big game next week. Argentina, they kind of everybody kind of puts them on the back foot, but they're a very good side at the moment. They're playing very well.
Yeah, and it's always whenever you have big rugby sides playing each other, you never know what's going to happen. And it isn't ultimately about the score at the end of the day; it's about the experience. And I think the atmosphere is going to be electric. So wonderful. If you have tickets already, you can win a couple of extras and take your mates or give them away to someone that you want to impress. And of course, if you haven't got tickets and you can't get tickets because they're all sold out, you can now try your luck. Buy two bottles of Clip Drift at Tops Lifestyle. Easy as that. Even if you don't win, you can drown your sorrows.
Watch it live on the big screen.
A wonderful idea. Great stuff, Eamon. And I think that's where we leave it for today with our Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. Don't forget, it's open mic at the market at the Lifestyle Centre tonight. So you can pop along there and enjoy very wonderfully priced meals at $95 if you sit down and eat. And then why don't you swing into to Tops? Come, because the thing starts around about 6 o'clock. What time do you close?
We close 8 o'clock.
So there's a good idea. You can pop across to Tops of Lifestyle, buy a gorgeous bottle of Seaward Sauvignon Blanc, and then come across to the open mic and enjoy it with a something, you know.
Just relax and enjoy the moment.
Lovely idea. And my very special guest, Eamon Darling, will be back in a week's time. In fact, on Wednesday next. So look forward to that when we'll once again do a tasting from Tops for the Wine of the Week.